What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Rob in Illinois. And it is very frustrating to see how politicized the investigations, the hatchet jobs are being. We're very clearly seeing our second FBI director in a row who doesn't want to look under that Clinton rock. We're seeing our second attorney general in a row that absolutely does not want to be looking at where the problems really lie, because they want to hang on to their own jobs. And on the day when that narcocracy at the heart of our federal government is exposed to the general population, on the day when they look at it and are unable to deny it's real, that's basically going to be the end of the show. And we'll have our Soviet Union-style collapse of the federal government.
Well, it is a shame about the DOJ and Sessions. We had high hopes for this guy, and there's obviously something wrong with him. And he's not only towing the company line, he's furthering it, you know, as he guts into all that new seizure stuff. And it's basically criminal.
I agree.
We have to admit right now that the Democrats, we have to admit this, the Democrats and Republicans, there's a thin line between them. I think, as you probably even mentioned how many times, they're one and the same at this point. The Republicans are not helping.
They're politicians. They're all politicians, and they act like politicians.
Yeah, they're not helping Trump. They're not helping us. They're towing this globalist type of line that's heading to the socialist communist agenda that they want. And they're all involved with it. They all see high hopes for themselves and so on. So they're very desperate. With Mueller, his, you know, the council he's put together, you know, many of those people, 12 or more of those, are professional hit job makers. I mean, they're there. They set people up. They,
yes,
you know, put people through the ringer. There's no crime. They'll make a crime and then get people. And they've done that. There's people on there that brought down some of these financial houses in the past, and I can't come up with the names at this point. But you were talking about the foreign agent stuff with Sputnik and Russia Today.
Yes.
You know, that ties into they're going after, let's see here. This whole thing, they're trying to tie Russia into and getting into the social media and so on and so forth. They're trying to not only tie it into media outlets, like independent media outlets, but they're also trying to tie it to social media, which goes to the Facebook story last week where Zuckerberg comes out and volunteers at some Russian agency bought $100,000 in ads. So he puts this out there as a plant. And I can't believe it's even true. What's $100,000 in advertising going to do for anybody? You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So he's tying this into social media. So now they're going after literally everybody that's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, that is a pro-Trump supporter. And they're just any average Joe, John down the street, Sally down the street, doesn't matter. If you have a pro-Trump, you know, I support Trump, I support America, they're looking into them as foreign agents and Russian agents as well. That's the whole, this is the streamline they're taking. I'm sure you come across the articles. There's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, I have. And basically what it is they're trying to figure out some way that they can demonize and shut down the independent media and alternative voices without somebody saying, hey, we've got the First Amendment here. And we're seeing all these people who are in Congress saying, well, really, free speech needs to be reined on in. Well, once you do that, it's no longer free speech. It's approved speech. It's permitted speech. And they're trying to exploit this whole white supremacist issue to make it look like regular Americans with a conservative point of view are all of a sudden now the enemy. Remember when the Washington Post declared a whole bunch of blogs arms of Russian propaganda, including mine, for which I was very, very proud, and then they had to retract the article. Right now, the government is waking up and realizing that they have lost the ability to lie to the public with impunity. And if they don't have that, they can't function. They can't sell us any more wars. They can't sell us any more tax increases. They can't sell us anything. And I think, in a way, Donald Trump, by betraying his backers and supporters from last year on so many issues, has really hammered home the point that, Americans really have lost control of the government. When you look at all the massive election fraud that's going on out there, when you look at the statements issued by the Democratic leadership during that lawsuit down in Florida, saying, well, no, of course, we have the right to select the nominee, and the Democratic voters, they're just there to give us money. But yet they went through the exercise of having a primary election and just ignored the results to award it to Hillary Clinton. So people are really picking up on the fact our system is really corrupted, hopelessly so, irretrievably so, irredeemably so, unrepentantly so. And I think, again, people just need to stop doing what the government wants you to do. Don't fill out the paperwork. Don't follow the signs. Don't do everything. Just peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation with the government. And that's the way Gandhi did it, and it did work.
Well, I'm relating this Mueller, what he's doing with the social media and everything, to McCarthyism. Except
yes.
The difference is McCarthy actually targeted specific people in Hollywood and so on and so forth, and which he was redeemed. Years later, he was redeemed. That the people he was actually pointing out to be communists and Marxists were actually communists and Marxists, even though back then they made him sound like a Fruit Loop because he was, he was just a human being and he had flaws, and the way he was going about it just seemed like, you're crazy, and all these people got blacklisted, but years later, he's redeemed. It's different
well,
now.
Well, now, hang on. They've tried to say that he was redeemed, but what the blacklisting in Hollywood was all about, at the end of World War II, Hollywood had just done yeoman service in making movies that supported the American entry into World War II, demonized the Nazis, demonized the Japanese, and everybody was happy the war was over. And then all of a sudden, these spooks start coming down to the studios in Hollywood saying, well, now we need you to make movies that demonize the Russians, because they're going to be the new enemy. And there were people in Hollywood who said, wait a minute, they were our allies in World War II. They're our friends. And those people in Hollywood who refused to start making Russia-bashing movies, those people were the targets of Joseph McCarthy and his House Committee on Un-American Activities. And they were basically pruning out of Hollywood anybody who had any idea of staying an independent thinker. And that's what the whole McCarthy blacklisting was all about. And they blacklisted some very important people. Some were permanently ruined. Some managed to get their careers back in the end. But there were a lot of people. They weren't really communists or Marxists. They were aware of some of the deficiencies of capitalism, and that was used to basically tarnish them. McCarthy couldn't get up there and say, we're destroying this person's career because they won't lie to you about Russia, but that was the real agenda. And today, again, it's not communist, it's anti-Semite that is the tarnishing device, the scarlet letter, if you will, that's used to destroy careers.
Okay, I'll have to polish up on that. Because I heard that a lot of those people were part of the Communist Party and so on. That's the what I heard in the end.
Well, some of them may have been and may not have been, but that wasn't the real issue. The real issue was a purge of the movie making industry of anybody who might push back against the government directing what films were being made, what TV shows are being made. We had an article earlier in this week about how the relationship between Hollywood and the government is a lot closer than most people have ever realized. And again, I saw these spooks all over the studios when I was out there working. And ultimately, in the end, these were the people who arranged for my career to be destroyed when I started saying that Vincent Foster did not commit suicide, that it was an impossibility. Right. And all of a sudden, boom, my career was gone. They did the same thing to Gene Seberg in the 1960s. All it took was one bogus BS article planted in the Los Angeles Times by their gossip columnist, whose name is Joyce Haber. That was it. And destroyed her career, drove her to suicide.
Well,
that's
it's
how
one thing
they
do was not only do they kill very well, they tell lies very well, and that's what Hillary's doing right now. She's trying to rewrite history. That's why she's out there saying all these lies. She's trying to actually make people believe that this is actually what happened, because now how many people are going to go back six, nine months, a year ago to remember all this? Because Americans have a very short-term memory. That's the problem. And Hillary's out there story. And that's, again, what they do real well is tell lies. I'll leave you with this. I sent you an email. I can't verify the validity of the website because it's brand new to me. I just came across the articles. One is about Trump slamming Bernie Sanders about his single-payer system, and another one where now the Wiener's lawyers are coming out saying he was targeted with his sexting gambit because to influence the presidential election. I don't know the validity of them, but they just came out this afternoon.
All right. I don't see it right now, but I'll definitely make a point of looking for that, okay?
All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now empty, and we're going to get back to the news. Apparently, first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. The U.S. has deployed B-52s over Afghanistan. They're back to this carpet bombing strategy again to basically push back the people of Afghanistan and say, you will love your U.S.-appointed puppet ruler. So, now, interestingly enough, the U.S. House of Representatives adopted three amendments directly challenging civil forfeiture. Now, as you know, more and more states are trying to pass limits on civil forfeiture, saying that at the very least, you have to be convicted of a crime before the police can confiscate your property. And up until recently, the idea is the police just going to take your money or your property just on a suspicion. And you have to go to court and prove that you acquired that money or that property legitimately. It's a return to Code Napoleon. You are presumed guilty until you can prove your innocence. And it's been abused all over the country so that police departments can make up the shortfalls in their budgets coming from tax revenues. Well, a lot of people have been hurt by this, a lot of innocent people. And so several states have already passed these laws saying that you can't just grab their wealth. They have to be convicted of a crime of sufficient magnitude to warrant being treated like they violated RICO. You can't take their money because they were convicted of jaywalking or something like that. You have to actually have a crime involving the property, then you can seize it. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been fighting back on that, saying, no, we need to leave the civil forfeiture laws exactly the way they are, where if the cops even suspect you're doing something wrong, you can be deprived of your property without due process. And by the way, you need to read that Fifth Amendment. There's a lot of stuff in there. There is, of course, the idea that you are not, you cannot be coerced to be in evidence against yourself. That's what most people think the Fifth Amendment is. But there's some additional stuff in there, and you need to read it. And one of them is that the government will not deprive you of life, liberty, or property without due process. And some cops suspecting that you might be on your way to buy a bale of Pocololo is not due process. So the House of Representatives is standing up to Jeff Sessions, and I think it's about time, because all of us know somebody who have been burned in this. Under these civil forfeiture laws, the police are stealing more from law-abiding Americans than the burglars, muggers, and thieves all put together. And it really is time for that to come to an end, because right now we're living in a society where you have these police officers are like Sir Guy of Gisborne's tax collectors. They're just riding all over Sherwood Forest and Nottingham, just grabbing whatever they want, whenever they want. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the week, there's a bill that is going through Congress that will fund the U.S. intelligence agencies, presumably all 17 of them, and it has this section 623, sense of Congress on WikiLeaks. And they're saying it is the sense of Congress that WikiLeaks and the senior leadership of WikiLeaks resemble a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors and should be treated as such a service by the United States. Now, notice the very careful language there. It is the sense of Congress, meaning they can't prove it. We've just decided this is what makes sense to us, even though it is absurd. But this is part of the continuing attack on anybody who is not reading from the approved script. because the government has lost the ability to lie to the American people with impunity, and now they're finding out that's a problem. They can't sell us new wars. In the age of the internet and the independent media, the life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. Contrast that with the John F. Kennedy assassination, where it took something like 30 years to reach the point where half of Americans understood that the Warren Report was a complete fiction. So now they're trying to find a way to bring censorship to the United States, even though we have a First Amendment guaranteeing our right to freedom of speech. We're seeing censorship by the main social media platforms. Now, in my book, that Bill of Rights is an absolute. What it says, it means. We don't need to massage it. We don't need to adjust it to the new society. That Bill of Rights, that Constitution, those are the original contracts with America. And any government that is not fully compliant with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is not a legal, legitimate government. And we all have to start acting like that. We're under occupation by a Vichy government that rules this nation on behalf of a foreign power. And the people of Syria didn't like that. The people of Yemen didn't like that. The people of Libya didn't like it. The people of Iraq didn't like that. Why should we be any more comfortable with it than they are? So now the Congress wants to pass a law that will say it's okay to try and block out WikiLeaks because they're a non-state hostile intelligence service. All that means is WikiLeaks is telling the truth about things you need to know about. So are all the independent media. We're here to give you the information you need to have to make good choices. And that, of course, is very terrifying to Washington, D.C., which has built their entire image on the basis of this illusion of lie after lie after lie after lie throughout the decades. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, and on and on and on. And as more and more Americans realize the extent we're being lied to, they're looking back at everything else we've ever been told by the corporate media or the state-controlled schools, and they're starting to review that. And once you accept the fact that you are being lied to by the government and the corporate media, the lies become actually quite easy to spot. Because you don't just read them in and memorize them and recite them back out. You start thinking about what you're seeing. Does it really make sense that things happened the way you were told they did? And that's a very healthy process to be going through. I remember when Jim Garrison put Clay Shaw on trial as being part of the Kennedy assassination, and he was acquitted because they planted a bad witness on him. But the jury came on out saying they were convinced that Garrison was right. There had been a conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy. They just weren't convinced Clay Shaw was part of it. And Clay Shaw had nothing to say about it because he conveniently died very shortly after he was acquitted. But I remember watching the Garrison trial. And I had saved all these magazines from the JFK assassination. I've always had the instincts of a librarian or archivist. And I pulled them out, and for the first time, I really looked at them. And the very obvious mistakes and problems with what they were saying versus what the pictures were showing just leapt out at me. And I have a whole page dedicated to that under my JFK section. I was blinded to what was in front of me by my faith in a government that was always going to be truthful with me and a corporate media that would always honestly reveal to me what I needed to know. And there in my hands was the evidence. No, I had been lied to. And you're being lied to. And you should be angry. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Very alarming development here. I'm looking on Fox News where Rex Tillerson is out there declaring that Iran is now in breach of the nuclear deal. And he's trying to make the case that Iran's construction of long-range missiles violates the P5+1. No, it doesn't. P5+1 was all about nuclear materials. There was nothing in there about missiles. And remember, the IAEA, only a couple of weeks ago, did their usual inspection on Iran and said Iran is fully in compliance with the P5+1. So this is the new big lie. Iran has breached the deal. They're making missiles. They're launching cyber attacks. They're doing all this bad stuff. You have to hate them and be ready to fling your children onto the Iranian bayonets. Have we not seen this so many times before? We saw it with the run-up to Iraq about Saddam Hussein is evil, Assad is evil. It's a standard pattern. Demonize the leader, demonize the country, demonize, dehumanize the population. Come up with slang words that dehumanize the population, like slants or hajis or whatever. So they're definitely getting ready to do that. Apparently, North Korea went ahead and fired a test missile, still waiting for some details on what that is all about. But again, North Korea announced it's a test missile. And North Korea, like any other nation on Earth, does have an inherent right to self-defense and a deterrent. And like I said earlier in the week, Russia test-fired an ICBM from Plesetsk. U.S. test-fires missiles all the time. Nobody calls it provocative or a danger to world peace. It's North Korea. He's bad and he's evil and people dress funny over there. It's the same pattern we saw. Every time the U.S. government wants to go after somebody, they demonize them. The corporate media's job is to make them look inferior and evil and deserving of white-hot flaming death. So, looks like we may be getting two wars, North Korea and Iran. Getting on back to the Equifax data breach, and apparently the reason they got breached was they missed a patch that closed a security hole, and apparently they had... 9 working weeks in which to apply the patch prior to the breach, and they didn't. And somebody got in. Now, as is always the event, or always the case when you have a major event, the scammers are already out in force. I got an email earlier today saying that Equifax has set up a call center to find out if you have been infected. And I was leery about the whole thing. They had a toll-free number in the 866 area. So I went on over to Equifax and found out there is a call center, but it's a different number than the one that went out in this mass emailing. And so what they're trying to do is you call that number and you'll get somebody who says, you know, Equifax loss reporting center or whatever, and they will ask you for your information so they can look you up in their files. It's a phishing operation. It's a phishing operation. So, a lot of people are now reacting to the debut of the iPhone. And again, a lot of laughter when the 3D facial map security feature failed to work. A lot of people are very concerned that that's actually going to lead to cases where criminals will take the person with the phone to unlock it, or possibly just part of the person's anatomy. Another area of concern is people who want to withhold their passwords for their phone. The police can just grab their face and hover it over the phone, and the phone will unlock. So, good idea, wasn't thought all the way through. France is expressing dismay that the cost of the new iPhone is an entire month's wage at France's minimum wage. It is too expensive. I don't think it's going to take off. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're getting more information about the North Korean missile test. Apparently, it was a long-range missile, was launched from near Pyongyang, and flew over Japan and has landed somewhere downrange. Japan hit the panic button. Everybody shelter in place. It's not like Japan doesn't get overflown every single day by jetliners and missiles and satellites. This is just more of the theater to say bad North Korea, bad North Korea, bad North Korea. But people are apparently being warned to avoid touching anything that might be missile debris. Well, given the range involved, I don't think people need to worry about anything from this missile washing up on the shores of Japan, but we'll see what's going to happen there. I mean, when I came on out here to Hawaii, I sort of used to do a lot of beachcombing, figuring that if I just waited long enough, some of that foam insulation from the space shuttle external tanks was likely to wash up here because they were dropping those things in the Pacific not too far from here. But I never found anything that was convincingly part of that insulating foam. All right, we're back talking with about computers. There was a while back where naturalnews.net basically blew the whistle on this magazine article, Are You Depressed? And the idea was people reading the magazine would take this survey to see if they were depressed. And the survey was rigged in such a way that no matter how you answered the questions, it would still come out saying you are clinically depressed and you need to talk to your doctor about buying blah, 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 blah. Well, it was a big stink, and that hasn't stopped the pharmaceutical companies from updating their methodology. Because, as you know, last month, Google released a self-assessment quiz called the Patient Health Questionnaire 9. And basically, if you type any search query that has the word depressed in it, this will pop up as a result. And it turns out that this whole depression tool, this Patient Health Questionnaire 9, was funded by Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. And it's a very sneaky way to try and get you on prescription antidepressants. And you don't want to go there unless you really, really need them. Let's take a phone call. Ernest in Nevada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you were talking about the conditioning of the public by the media, something that's been going on a long time. And the only way you can get people to turn around 180 degrees from the way that they thought, say, 50 years ago in one generation is the deliberate ongoing propaganda. And I remember, like, back in the 80s, you have these Law and Order shows, and they still play them, where it seems like every episode the perpetrators were those that, in cases of social justice now, that the evil militant militias, the evil male chauvinists. And it seems like that's where people got their idea of, you know, to follow the relativism way of thinking, their values.
Yes.
And that's how they were able to turn around this generation of young people now to think that way.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you know, Hollywood and television are completely controlled by the intelligence agencies, and somewhere there is a master plan on how do we take these previously independently minded sovereign American people and how do we transform them into a mass that we can invade other people's countries with.
I seriously doubt that's going to happen. You know, you remember how after Vietnam or during Vietnam, how the military was really seen in a bad light with the media. I mean, all the movies they came out, like Platoon, showing all the evils that American troops did. And then around the early 90s, the mid-90s, we started seeing these pro-war movies that the American soldier was honorable and brave in defending our country, Private Ryan, we were soldiers. And I remember thinking, wow, that's amazing. All of a sudden, now, you know, they're good guys. And then sure enough, 2001 happens, which tells me, you know, this is, they know something's going to happen. They start making the movies in a way that's going to condition our people to accept what's going to come down the road. And today, like, we see Kiefer Sullivan is coming back at his character, the 24 character, you know, terrorism guy. And then we have this movie coming out, I think it's called American Spy, where the hero is like one of these 20-somethings, like with you see at the coffee shops with a bun or something, and this guy's going to go out and become like an American assassin to kill terrorists. You know, if you look, like you said, if you look for it, it's easy to see.
Well, yeah, and having worked in Hollywood, I'm aware of how much of that kind of thing goes on here. But again, when they finally did another follow-up Indiana Jones movie, who were the bad guys? The Russians. The Russians were the bad guys. And again, yes, very often you get a sense of what is going to be going on by looking at current movies and TV shows. And Claire and I were noticing just the other day on the cable box, on the index, on the list, all kinds of war movies. And they're all, right, again, like you said, they're the movies where the Americans are the good guys and, you know, the other people are the bad guys. And it's really shocking to see the latest edition of the Superman comic book, because I grew up with Superman comics, everybody did. And to see this idea where Superman is now protecting illegal immigrants from Americans, and the Americans are being portrayed in the worst possible light You know, they've got an American flag as a bandana. They're shooting endangered species. I mean, it's really ridiculous and it's heavy-handed. But for the young, impressionable mind, yeah, this stuff does convey a message that the government wants to have. Remember, at the end of World War II, as part of Operation Paperclip, the U.S. government grabbed a lot of these people who worked at the Nazis' Ministry for Propaganda, and they brought them to the U.S. and said, teach us how you did all of this, and we'll let you have a really good life here. That's where the MK program came from originally, was German, where MK were the initials for the German version of mind control. And the CIA basically said, we're going to make it even better, so it's MK Ultra. And then they opened up that sadomasochistic bondage parlor in San Francisco for 9 years, which is, I imagine, a heck of a job there. Very often the corporate media is sort of showing the way. They're selling an idea. We're still seeing all over the media, they're still pushing global warming, even on the so-called science channels. It's all about pushing the agenda. And I'm starting to understand these people who say, I just want to turn off the TV. I'm tired of being lied to. And Claire and I don't watch that much TV anymore. It's mostly we do watch the news to see what they're lying about today. And we will watch some of the shows like Expedition Unknown. And we know that a lot of that is being cheated, but it's still a lot of fun to watch. But it really is disappointing to see how badly modern Hollywood has been co-opted. Are you still there, Ernest? Well, I guess we lost him. All right. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as you know, earlier this week, we had this huge level of solar activity, X-class flares, and it was strangely high levels because actually the sun is supposed to be at its solar minimum, which is where the point in the solar cycle where flare activity should be at its lowest. And it is a reminder that we have not been able to study the sun long enough to really know that much about it. We've only been able to scientifically study the sun for about 100 years. And so we know about the 11-year sunspot cycle, the 22-year magnetic cycle. Russian scientists are saying they seem to be seeing indications of a 60-year and possibly a slightly longer than 100-year cycle. And all of these cycles are hitting the low points right now. But we don't know what happens. And all of a sudden, these flares, they just came out of nowhere. And it's kind of fun to be living in a universe that still has an occasional surprise. Now, up in Canada, they're now investigating climate denial. That if you question the most holy revealed dogma, that human activity is changing the climate, you can be in serious, serious trouble. And apparently, there were three organizations that are accused of denying mainstream climate science, meaning Al Gore's propaganda. There was a complaint from an environmental group. They don't say which one. They just say that these were ratted out. Well, again, I have a saying that I've normally used in another context, and it applies equally here. Truth needs no law to protect it. Truth survives examination. Truth survives questioning. Truth welcomes review. Throughout history, from Galileo to Zundel, only lies and liars resort to the courts to enforce adherence to a dogma. And that's exactly what's going on here. The whole global warming movement, and now they've gone back to calling it climate change, even though the focus is still on taxing carbon. The science has fallen apart. It's not there. They have been caught and scandalized rigging the data or simply destroying the raw data so that there's no reproducibility possible. The attitude coming out of the climate movement is, we're scientists. We have clipboards. We have white laboratory coats. How dare you doubt anything that we would say? Well, we do doubt anything scientists say because scientists are just as easy to corrupt as politicians and clergy. That's why the scientific method emphasizes reproducibility. because that's how you weed out the hoaxes from reality. And if you're coming on to me and you're saying, I got this pretty chart here that says the earth is getting warmer and it's all your fault, and I can't look at the raw evidence you used to come to that conclusion and verify it for myself, then we're not talking science, we're talking propaganda and politics. And because so much of the global warming myth has already fallen apart, now we're seeing them attempt to criminalize it. Jail climate deniers, just like they want to jail Holocaust deniers. And all such activities do is underscore the fact there is a big secret being kept there. Now, apparently, earlier this week, Monday, they had a major storm over San Francisco that resulted more than 800 lightning strikes in just a few hours. This is coming out of the National Weather Service. So that was definitely, definitely intense. And, of course, I love a good thunderstorm. I love taking pictures of lightning. Claire is the opposite direction. She wants to put in the earplugs and not listen to it. But it's nature's fireworks. And especially now that they're taking away our fireworks here, we just get our jollies someplace else. Now then, we've mentioned this once before, but we think probably it's worth another mention here. Research conducted at Lomonosov Moscow State University has found that sunscreen ingredients, when exposed to chlorine in swimming pool water, transform into cancer-causing chemicals. In short, sunscreen plus chlorinated swimming pool water is a binary weapon that produces cancer-causing chemicals right on your skin as you are swimming. And the chemicals created in this process have been linked not only to cancer, but to infertility and immune system damage. So they just put this stuff out there. They're not really, you know, if it doesn't kill a lab animal in the first 30 days, we're just going to say that it's safe here. Now, down in Chiapas in southern Mexico, in the town of San Cristobal de las Casas, the water is disappearing from the aquifer. And their wells are drying up. They're having to walk great distances to get water or buy their water in bottled water. Everybody's saying, what the heck is going on? Well, it turns out Coca-Cola has a bottling plant in between San Felipe and San Cristobal, and it's operated by the Mexican company FEMSA, and this plant consumes over 1 million liters of water per day, and that's where the water is going. And Coca-Cola has come under tremendous hostility in many places around the world where they'll set up a bottling plant and they will just grab all the water and leave everybody else parched and dry, unable to irrigate their plants. And is this wise management by the government? No, of course not. The government should make sure everybody is getting an equal share of the water that needs it. Now, interestingly enough, when Claire and I first moved here to Hawaii, all we got on the news all the time was, oh, there's a water shortage, there's a water shortage, you got to conserve, restrictors on the shower, a bottle of water in the toilet so you're using less water. And then all of a sudden, a huge block of agricultural land in the middle of the island was sold for redevelopment. They bulldozed all the crops and started building up condos, and all of a sudden, the water shortage went away. And it became very obvious that the state government was shouting water shortage to try and keep the majority of the available water going to the big agricultural corporations. And once they had shut down and gone elsewhere, the problem just magically went away. You know, but at least they were trying to keep a balance. In the case of these Coca-Cola plants, they have literally resulted in entire neighboring areas being without any water whatsoever. And there really ought to be a control over that. And I know that people don't want to drink the Coca-Cola where they need to drink water because if it's got the real sugar in it, that's going to dehydrate you more. It's not really rehydration with the flavoring and the sugar. And, of course, if it's got the aspartame, that's also bad for you. So Coca-Cola is a treat. It's a recreational drink. It's not something that's going to really help sustain your life. Now, apparently, Hillary Clinton is still out there on her sour grapes tour. And she's still out there saying that, you know, why are people still blaming her for Benghazi? And she hasn't changed her mind about what happened back there on September 11th, 2012, when the attack happened. And remember, yesterday it came on out that security was so poor at that consulate, they'd brought in a new contractor just 2 weeks before the attack. And after the attack, the contractor was told not to say a word about the previous poor security. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're hearing more information about North Korea. They fired this missile from Pyongyang over the Japanese island of Hokkaido. That's the northernmost island in the main Japanese archipelago. So this was a missile of significant range. We don't know where it came down yet. Everybody's already out there screaming, more sanctions, more sanctions, more sanctions. How dare North Korea test their missiles? And again, it is sheer, utter hypocrisy and a double standard, because Russia earlier this week tested an ICBM out of Plesetsk. Nobody called them provocative or put sanctions on them. The U.S. is testing missiles all the time out of Vandenberg and here at the Pacific Missile Test Range over on Kauai. Nobody calls them provocative and starts screaming about sanctions. This is just part of that standard demonize everything a designated enemy does in order to sell the idea that they have to be invaded. Now then, getting on back to what's happening up in New Hampshire with the election fraud. Apparently, this was all started by Project Veritas. And you'll probably remember that during the run-up to the election, Project Veritas was making these wonderful movies where the cameras were hidden. These were undercover movies that were made of Hillary supporters and Democrat supporters just openly violating, ignoring campaign laws. And apparently they got one about just how easy it was for somebody from out of state to walk in and vote on election day. And apparently this video was sent to New Hampshire Secretary of State, who initiated the investigation and said, how many of these people who voted with a Massachusetts license have since acquired a New Hampshire state driver's license? And that's when they found out there were 6,000 people. And Hillary won New Hampshire from Donald Trump by only about 2,000 votes. And so at this point, it is very obvious Hillary's people stole New Hampshire from Donald Trump. And the implications are huge. Because if it's that blatant in New Hampshire, if it's that blatant with all the illegal immigrants and dead people voting, then it is a nationwide scandal. And one of the big lies the corporate media likes to shove at you is every time you come up with evidence of election fraud, they'll say, oh, well, of course, yeah, there may have been something irregular there, but it didn't change the outcome. And that's a ridiculous statement for them to make. They can't possibly justify making that statement, because if you find any evidence of election fraud, you cannot claim that that's the only election fraud that took place. And somebody who's intending to steal election, they're going to have enough fraud out there to actually accomplish it. So when the talking heads at the corporate media say it didn't change the outcome of the election, it is total bovine excrement. And they should know better, because they don't know how much fraud was going on. They're just trying to dismiss and trivialize the fact that somebody got caught somewhere. So this is a serious matter, and I'm glad that Trump's Commission on Election Integrity is getting on top of this, because we need a complete changeover of the entire election system. We have to follow Virginia's example. We have got to get rid of these electronic voting machines, because they're wide open to fraud and tampering. All right, there's the music. It is time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Oh, by the way, it is snowing in Montana, for all you global warming people. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stebmiller's program. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.